Go San Jose, Oakland. It's 7 o'clock.
It is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour.
Our guys are grieving pretty hard right now.
A soccer team, a family, and two communities are grieving tonight following news late this afternoon that missing soccer player Eloy Vasquez is dead. The 19-year-old from San Rafael, a freshman at UC Berkeley, was apparently killed in a traffic accident after he left a spring break party at the University of Southern California. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports from Berkeley.
Eloy Vasquez was first thought to be missing when he was not heard from after walking away from a fraternity party in L.A., but the CHP and LAPD now confirm he was actually struck and killed while walking on the 10 East Freeway early Saturday morning. Cal head soccer coach Kevin Grimes.
Eloy was a wonderful teammate. He was very close to all of his players. And our guys are grieving pretty hard right now.
Vasquez was just in his freshman year at Cal. He was just getting ready to make his return to the soccer field after a knee injury.
In San Francisco, police have arrested a man they believe responsible for sexual assaults on Lower Nob Hill. He is 39-year-old Victor Vasquez. Investigators say Vasquez would grope women and then run away, women in their 20s and 30s, walking in that neighborhood at night. Now, Vasquez is charged with three counts of sexual battery, but police say there could be more victims. The U.S. attorney here in Northern California coming down hard on two federal agents for allegedly stealing what could end up being millions in bitcoins. That's a digital currency. During an investigation into Silk Road, a San Francisco-based online marketplace for dealing drugs.
Carl Force with the Drug Enforcement Administration and Sean Bridges with the Secret Service are accused of wire fraud and money laundering. The U.S. Attorney of Northern California says both of the men transferred bitcoins into their own personal accounts. One allegedly took $800,000 worth of the digital currency. Force worked as an undercover agent, and his job was to establish communication with users of the Silk Road. And the complaint alleges he developed other online personas and participated in illegal activities to make money.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. Well, there are benefits to having an ex-San Francisco supervisor in the state legislature. Assemblyman David Chu is pushing legislation that would use cameras to crack down on rush hour traffic offenders that slow down Muni and the flow of traffic. KGO 810's Katie Lever reports.
If AB 1287 passes, cameras will be permanently placed aboard Muni to catch those who block transit lanes. There will also be cameras at intersections that take pictures of lawbreakers as they're driving.
SFMTA staff would actually take a snapshot of that ongoing video and send that to someone in the form essentially of a parking ticket.
Tickets for vehicles parked in transit-only lanes run $110. Blocking an intersection, $103. And parking or even stopping in a bus zone can cost close to $300.
And it seems traffic congestion is shifting throughout the Bay Area.
Interstate 80 is still the busiest gateway into the Bay Area. But it's declined 5% in the last few years as traffic volume over the Altamont Pass is rising.
Within 5 years, the Alameda County, San Joaquin County gateway could surpass the Interstate 80 gateway.
That's John Goodwin with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, who says they've been analyzing these gateways between housing and jobs in the South Bay.
San Benito County has been growing at a much faster rate.
Traffic volume on Highway 17 and Interstate 101 are virtually identical as more people commute into Silicon Valley from Gilroy and Morgan Hill.
That's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
How you like to play, Mr. Lincoln? Duck!
Well, the Waldo Tunnel north of the Golden Gate Bridge could soon be named after Robin Williams. A measure in honor of the late comedian is currently making the rounds at the state capitol in various committees. Michael Miller, chief of staff to Marin County Assemblyman Mark Levine, says the change won't cost taxpayers a penny.
Private donations. There are so many people. I think 65,000 people signed the online petition.
They expect the legislation to be signed by the end of the year. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Vallejo. Eastbound 80 at Sequoia, you had a multi-vehicle accident there that has finally cleared. The road was actually itself cleared a little over an hour ago, but you still have some minor delays as you approach Sequoia. In Oakland, westbound 580 just past 13, there's an accident involving an overturned van. It's got the two left lanes taken out right now. Traffic is getting by slowly, and now it's only heavy back to just before 13, but crews are helping on the eastbound side as well, which is jammed from 13 back to about High Street, and I mean jammed. Hayward, northbound 880 at West Tennyson, an accident there that's been on the right shoulder for a while there, You've got minor delays still, though, back to about Fremont Boulevard. If you're coming across the Bay Bridge, east or westbound directions, you've got no delays whatsoever, and the Skyway is all clear. It's gorgeous at the moment. Northbound and southbound 101 in the city, looking good, too. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Overcast skies, drizzle, high winds, all of that in your Tuesday forecast. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Mid-40s to low 50s out the door. For the afternoon, your temperatures will run lower, and the winds will increase. We're looking at upper 50s to the mid 70s. Gusts could reach as high as about 35 to 40 miles an hour along the coastline, and it's going to be pretty breezy inland as well.
Cooler temperatures on Wednesday, but getting warmer on Thursday and Friday. Right now around the Bay Area, 60 degrees in Oakland, 62 San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
We certainly wish the family during this time of grief has all of our thoughts and prayers as we think about the outstanding young man, a great soccer player, great student athlete, 3.35 GPA in the fall, and an unfortunate accident over the weekend. And so, again, our condolences from the entire Cal family, IMG family, to the Vasquez family. All right, let's start talking now with Vic Enwery. And Vic, welcome back after the spring break, and you get a couple of days to get acclimated to the classes again Monday and Tuesday before you reconvene. Football practices starting on Wednesday. Let's go back a couple of weeks. How did the first 2 weeks of fall or spring practice go?
The first 2 weeks of spring practice went really well. Had a lot of guys come back on the offensive side of the ball and defense side of the ball. We competed really well. We're having a lot of fun. Guys are getting after it, and the competition level is high. The energy is high, and it's been a great time so far.
What did you do on spring break?
I went back to Texas, hung out with some family, visited Austin a little bit, saw some schools, saw some of my close family run at Texas Relays, but I had a good spring break.
Yeah, but you were a track guy in high school, too, a sprinter, 100, 200, the two relays as well. How has that carried over to your football here at Cal?
I believe it's carried over well. You know, the track side of it gave me a lot of speed and conditioning, helped my running form a lot. And it has translated to football. You know, the correlation between track and football is a very good one. So it's helped a lot.
What legs did you run on the relays?
Last on every
relay.
Oh,
okay. You're bringing home the bacon, right?
Anchor.
You there
know.
You go. Good for you. Well, you look at last year, and not all true freshmen get the opportunity to play, but you did. And you got an opportunity to carry the ball, a few times, 34 for around 200 yards, a couple of touchdowns. What was that first year like for you?
The first year was an experience.
Good or bad?
I'd have to say, and it was a good experience. You learn, every day. You make your mistakes, and you learn how to move forward and continue getting better. As you spoke on, a lot of freshmen don't get that opportunity, but I think it's very important for the development of players to actually get, in-field, in-game, on-field work and experience. So, it was really great for me to get that opportunity.
You know, the conversation piece for years has been, should freshmen be eligible to play? I think everybody wants to play. Physically and mentally, you have to be able to play. You certainly fall into that category. I mean, what would it have been like for you if you had not been able to play?
I mean, you know, not playing is not necessarily a bad thing, because you know, you do get stronger, you get faster, you get extra time with the strength coaches, and you learn a lot too. But the one thing I feel about that is, you know, nothing can take the place of in-game experience, and I think that's very important, probably the most important for development as being a young player, you know, moving to your college football career.
Vic Anwary, the freshman running back for the Bears, who is going to have a tremendous career here for California. Talk about the adjustment academically as well. Now, you were an outstanding high school student. You were recruited by a lot of schools that academics is important. How was the first term like for you?
You know, here at Cal, we do a great job with the Summer Bridge program to give us a jump start before, you know, majority of the students come in. So my first semester, you know, first fall semester was, you know, it wasn't too challenging. You know, you realize that you have to, you know, get to grind and get to work. But, you know, the Summer Bridge program really helped me out with that. And it was really easy, you know, with the support we get to keep up with the work. And they did a great job. The football, you know, faculty and, you know, the tutors that work with us did a great job in keeping us on our toes and ahead of the game.
As we mentioned, outstanding student in high school and will continue to be so for the Bears as well. Do you have an interest in any particular field of study?
Right now, you know, I'm looking at a social science or media studies. I want to go into that field, maybe like what you do, but, you know, time can only tell. You know, I still have, you know, a couple more years to decide, so we'll see where that goes.
Well, I've only got a couple more years to go, too, so maybe you can just step in right away, right after you graduate, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about this offense. Last year, made a significant improvement from the year before. Jared Goff had a great year. The receivers had a great year. Daniel Lasco had a great year as well. Where do you go from here after, you know, this is the third year of the offense for a lot of guys, your second. Where do you go from here?
Basically, you know, what we preach is being 1 yard better than we were the year before. I mean, if we're 1 yard better on, you know, every play that we run the year before, I mean, you know, we're winning 9 games, 10 games. So basically, it doesn't matter how well you do. You know, you just got to keep getting better. And I think, you know, 1 more yard every play is exactly where we need to go.
Could have used 1 more yard against the Huskies in that drive in the first quarter. Maybe even a half a yard, right? Because that totally changed the complexion of the game. But that's an excellent motto for the team to have. Now, I'm looking at some numbers here for you. First of all, what are you tipping the scales at? Is that a comfortable weight?
Right now I'm at 230.
Is that good?
I feel comfortable. I feel nimble.
Nimble at 230. Well, that's unusual. 40 time? What's your latest 40 time?
I'm 4.59.
Okay, so under 4.6. And I read where at one point in time you had a 41-inch vertical jump?
Yes, I did. That was my junior year in high school.
Holy smokes. How about now?
Right now I'm jumping at 39.
Okay, that's still pretty good. You committed to the Bears fairly early. It was just before your senior year, like in May, maybe the end of your junior year academically. And then late, a lot of teams came on pretty strong. Michigan, TCU. Why Cal for you?
The main reason I came here is the fact that, you know, it's an opportunity that I couldn't pass up to get a great education and play in the Pac-12, which is a great football conference. There was not too many schools that could offer both for me. Some, you know, they had the education but lacked the football, and some had the football and lacked the education. But Cal had the perfect mixture of both, and I was sold, you know, from the get-go.
All right, so next season the Bears open up by hosting Grambling on September the 5th. And then San Diego State, and then the first road game of the year next year is, of all places, Austin, Texas. So you've been there a number of times. What is that going to be like for you and the other guys that hail from Texas?
It's exciting. You know, it's a dream. I've always wanted to play UT. You know, it's, you know, words can't explain.
Did they give you any sniff in recruiting?
I mean, a little bit. You know, I grew up around there. My sister went to UT, and the thing about my family is we're very competitive. So I wasn't going to go where she went. And I'm going to one-up her. So this game means a lot for us as a team and for the Texas guys personally, because, you know, we all have a little chip on our shoulder, kind of, per se. But, you know, we all chose Cal for a reason. And, you know, they chose the players they got. And I think we're ready to compete. because, I mean, that's what we like to do.
All right, the spring game will be April the 18th. What's the offense have to get done between now and then?
Everything that we need to put in. The offense has to keep getting better every day. And like we said, be better, you know, 1 yard better every play and on average, and just continue to just make plays. Because if we do that, I mean, April 18th comes and, you know, there won't be any more stories to tell. I think everybody will be able to see it.
Well, we look forward to the next 3 weeks. Look forward to the spring game, April the 18th. Again, if you want to attend that day, that's the big day on campus. There's a lot of stuff going on. Free parking, that's the good news. The bad news is there'll be thousands of people trying to seek those free parking spots. So get here early and watch Vic and the squad in their final spring practice. Vic, we appreciate you stopping by. Stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
Good
Thank
luck you to you. Much. We look forward to you next year running over those defensive backs with some regularity. Vic Enwery, the freshman and will be a sophomore running back for the Bears as they reconvene with spring ball starting on Wednesday. Go a couple of times this week. And then April the 18th, the spring experience at Memorial Stadium. All right, straight ahead, we're going to talk men's golf a little bit later on. Women's gymnastics, they're going to host the regionals Saturday at Haas Pavilion. And, of course, Mike Tatey will join us a little bit later on to talk about men's crew. And Ryan Murphy, the NCAA Swimmer of the Year, will join us in the second half hour as we continue from Crossroads on the Cal IMG Sports Network.
This is too hard. How do we pick just one of these cars?
Well, the Honda Pilot has all that space. Imagine all the bags I could fit in there.
And the sports gear, but what about the Odyssey?
I think it could fit four more shopping bags, give or take. And kids, there's room for the kids, too. Let's not forget about that.
Four shopping bags are roughly the same as my golf bag, or maybe a cooler.
Well, there's also the CRV. It has room for the kids and cargo.
And they all have Bluetooth and rearview camera.
That way, it's easier to get in and out of parking spaces, which means I can get from one store to another faster.
And I can back into those tight parking spots at the golf range. That does not make this decision easier, though.
And they're all from Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand.
Should we flip a coin?
Coins don't have three sides, though.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Okay, but wait. What about the color?
Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Always confirm conditions are safe for backing up. Rearview camera does not display complete information about all conditions and objects at rear vehicle. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
We believe that two heads are better than one. That's why UCSF Benioff and Children's Hospital Oakland are now united. Together, we'll be able to help more kids than any other hospital in the Bay Area. Introducing UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals, pioneering care for kids together in Oakland, San Francisco, and beyond.
At Bank of the West, we know that dream homes come in all shapes and sizes. Victorian, colonial, townhouse. Maybe it's a loft downtown or a cabin up north. It's your dream, why not? We're here to help you navigate through the mortgage process and come out the other side a homeowner. So when you're ready to buy a home or refinance the one you've got, stop by your local Bank of the West. Our mortgage bankers can help you take advantage of current low interest rates. It's another reason to go west. Bank of the West.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loan subject to credit approval.
We're going to the Cal game.
We came up from Southern California this morning. We took part of the game, and it was great. It was so easy.
You definitely are Cal guys.
Oh, till death, man. Bears all the way.
I take it to school.
It's close to campus.
Oh, she's going to Cal. She just doesn't realize it.
Going to the game tomorrow.
I have season tickets. I've been going for as long as I can remember.
Got down to Orinda. We take BART. It's the easiest way to get to the game.
I take BART right to downtown Berkeley, get off, and walk to the game.
They're a pretty good team, but we'll win.
BART, you're there. Go Bears!
From the start of March Madness through the Final Four, IMGProducts.net has got you covered. What's sweeter than 16? Completing your championship collection with IMGProducts.net. The place for official programs, playbills, and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and more than 20 of the nation's top schools. Get in the action with official programs for all rounds of the NCAA men's and women's basketball championships available now at IMGProducts.net. It's the madness you crave delivered to your door. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
To hang up.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room from Crossroads on Campus, the final show of the season. And our pleasure each and every year we get this opportunity to talk one of the great guys, one of the great coaches, Steve Desimone, the men's golf coach, Cal guy through and through. And Steve, The team coming off a little spring break, back on campus today, and then you're back on the road this weekend as well. But always good to talk to you. How things going?
Well, listen, thanks for the kind words, and yes, things are going great. This time of the year is a fun time. This is why we practice and we compete, and yeah, let's go play.
Let's go play a couple. Well, your team's off to a great start already this year. You've got a couple of wins in the fall, and then you're like the they might as well just retire the trophy for the John Burns. You've won that thing like what, 6 out of 7 years? So they might as well just keep the trophy here at California. Just give us your overview of how the season has gone so far.
Well, it's been a hell of a year. We've won 4 times overall. No seniors. We have 3 freshmen in the lineup now, sophomore and a junior. We've got some real depth. I mean, we go 7 or 8 deep. And, you know, there's more out there for us. In all honesty, Todd, I really draw the parallels between this and where we were 4 or 5 years ago with great young players and Brandon Higgy, Michael Weaver, Joel Stalter, Max Holman, that whole group. Like those guys, the players on this team, they get it. They know what's out there for them collectively as far as playing for national championship. And what's out there for them individually is they watch these guys playing successfully out professionally now. But I think most important, I would say that the guys are really excited. We've had a wonderful break. We all needed it. And we're excited to get back into competition later this week.
You mentioned that group, that quintet that was so incredible. I mean, you talk about an NCAA champion. You talk about a National Player of the Year. You talk about, you know, Michael Weaver, who's in the final of the U.S. Amateur, played in the Masters. I mean, that was quite a group. What did you learn by or through the course of those years that helps you with this group of young players to hopefully get where that quintet ended up being?
I think there were 2 things. One, it clearly showed that what we were doing with the team, the training, all of the components, strength and conditioning, nutrition, all of the components that you have to have to be successful, clearly we were on the right track. And I think the other thing is it also really solidified our theory and philosophy on recruiting, and that is to find high achievers and kids that not only play golf, but, and are really good students, but community service. They've played in on teams, at least through the 8th grade, so they know what being a part of a team is and being a good teammate. And so I'd tell you that we've recruited that way. And if you had a chance to hang with the guys on this team, you'd see that we're in the same situation. We've got a great group of young men coming in the fall. I'd be remiss if I didn't share with you and the listeners that one of our top recruits from Southern California, Colin Morikawa, last week in what is arguably the biggest high school regular season event, Colin shot 61, 66, 70 to win by 14 shots. And I think it's safe to say that with play like that, this great run's going to continue for a while.
Well, your teams in the last couple of years have won 24 of the last 40 stroke play meets. That is a phenomenal accomplishment, including that great year you had 2 years ago when you won 12 of the 14. Let's talk about what you have coming up on the calendar this week, obviously, and then succeeding weeks before you make that lovely trip up to Pullman,
well,
Washington for the Pac-12 championships.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we have A&M this week. The following week, we are here in the Bay Area for only the 2nd time all year when we're playing locally. We're at the fabulous Paso Tiempo Golf Club on April 11th and 12th. That's not this weekend, but the following weekend, and then 2 weeks later, we have the Pac-12 championship, and we've certainly earned an NCAA regional berth already. And question will be where we end up, and there are 6 regional sites, and Lord knows we could end up in any of them. And you know, Todd, we talk about how great the previous teams have been, and there's no question it was a run like nothing we've seen in college golf. But this team's going to make its own destiny, and there's no doubt that we have some great young players here. And we all understand that the challenge is pretty simple. Over the last 5 years, only six programs have played in all five NCAA championships. And needless to say, we're very proud to be one of those six. But at the end of this year, we want to be in that group again and aiming for more over the next 4 or 5 years. And I like our chances of doing it, and I like our chances of competing for more NCAA championships as we go forward here in the next few years.
Yeah, it's exciting to watch a young group develop. Hey, we're going to let you go on this note. It sounds like you might be a little bit under the weather. I don't know if you got a little cold or raspiness, but we do want to give
allergies.
You allergies. Well, we're going to eliminate those allergies in a couple of weeks when you go to Pullman, Washington for the Pac-12 championships, because the expected high temperature tomorrow, we just want to get you ready, is 50 degrees with a low of 33. So get rid of those allergies before you head up north, will you?
You know, as it turns out, I'm really happy that we're not talking more often than the way we are now, considering how much good news you're bringing to old coach.
Always want to bring the best.
Like that sounds like something that our good friend Mr. Kyle McCray would have researched and absolutely loved.
Well, we just happen to have Kyle with us right now, and I think he'd like to respond to that.
I never thought I'd get this chance, Des, but you know, I think that I've got 3 or 4 questions, but unfortunately, I think you've used up all your time.
Well, listen, last comment. Remember, we were talking about taking you to Hawaii. Now the best you get is joining us up in the Palouse.
There you go.
Turnaround
is fair.
I think I'm busy that weekend.
Yeah, you might be. Hey, Steve, thanks as always for being with us. A great success so far this year, and keep it going.
Thanks, Todd. Always great to catch up, and all the best, and, of course, go Bears. Take it easy, Kyle.
Okay, Des, go Bears.
Steve Desimone,
go Bears.
Men's golf coach, had tremendous success, and this is his 36th season with the Bears. All right, straight ahead, we're going to talk about the excitement that's building already for the NCAA Regional Gymnastics Meet at Haas Pavilion. It'll be the final meet in the current configuration of Haas Pavilion. Next couple of weeks, that'll undergo a $10 million facelift. We'll talk women's gymnastics as we continue on the Callahan G Sports Network. Hello, Bear Nation. Todd McKim here. As voice of your California Golden Bears, I see day in and day out what it takes to get ahead of the competition. UPS's team of experts is no different. They offer the tools, advice, and insights to help your small business stay on point. Visit ups.com/startups to find out more. UPS official logistics company of the California Golden Bears.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
Well, at our sales event, we have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
Oh, now I just need a catchy name.
How about the connoisseur of coin, the Duke of Wealthington?
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea, Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Not all customers will qualify. See participating dealer for details. Sale ends March 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Do the do, baby.
Living in a neon dream.
I'm doing the do.
I could swim, I could surf, I could skate.
You could ski.
Oh, I could hella ski.
Oh, feeling hella free.
Yeah, I could jump out of a
or eat a gyro.
What?
On the back of a rhino.
That's dangerous.
I'm living in a neon green dream.
And I'm doing the do in the do, yeah.
Living in a neon green dream.
I'm doing the do.
Do that do. Mountain Dew.
Did you know that your leftovers are the new California gold? Simply place food scraps and food soiled paper, including pizza boxes, in your curbside green bin. It all gets turned into rich compost that's used on California farms. For a chance to win prizes, go to ReadySetRecycle.org and you can test your recycling knowledge with a speed sorter game and learn more about compost, the new California gold.
Cal fans, remember that Extreme Pizza is your place to go for gourmet pies piled epically high with only the freshest and finest ingredients. Get it delivered conveniently to your door or visit locations all over the Bay Area today. Be sure to check out the cool outdoor patio at the Walnut Creek location, 1630 Cypress Street. Visit ExtremePizza.com to find a location nearest you and view our full menu. We're extreme, not mainstream. Go Bears! Get extreme!
Well, whenever possible, if you're out of town or on the road, you might want to get a hold of the free TuneIn radio app, which lets you listen to hundreds of college events, including every Pac-12 event from wherever you might be, plus thousands of radio stations from all over the world. So TuneIn radio, available for all smartphones and tablets. So if you're out of town or on the road, just download the free TuneIn radio app today. Well, an exciting week for the women's gymnastics team. It's been an exciting season, and it culminates at least locally for the women's gymnastics team this week as they will host the NCAA regional. Six teams. Cal is the host, along with the Bears. In addition to the Bears, I should say, you've got BYU, Utah State, Utah, Georgia, and Boise State. So this is kind of state of Utah reunion in some respects, but this is always one of the great meets of the year because of the competition. When you look at Utah, the Pac-12 champs, Georgia, a perennial juggernaut in women's gymnastics. And joining us now to talk about all of that is associate head coach Elizabeth Crandall Howell, her husband Justin, the head coach. So talk about the excitement and your team's performance leading up to this week.
Yeah, we've been really, really excited with this season in general. We have a young team. We mentioned in talking that, you know, we have 24 routines total in gymnastics, and right now we're only counting on one upperclassman routine out of those 24, which is really exciting for us because these athletes are going to be with us for a while. And so it's been, you know, great to see them grow, and they came on, you know, little by little during the season and then started knocking out records right and left. And that's been really fun for us to see, and we feel like they're ready right now to put it all together.
Including the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year, Tony Ann Williams. We talked to Coach Desimone about retiring the John Burns Trophy. They might as well have just retired the Pac-12 Freshman of the Week Trophy. She won that thing like six times,
yes.
Five, including five in a row?
Yes, she won five consecutive Freshman of the Week awards, and she also was the first Pac-12 athlete or gymnast in history to win both the Freshman of the Week and the Gymnast of the Week award in the same week.
That's pretty remarkable, and she's one of the top freshman gymnasts in the country. Mm-hmm. And so she will be the headliner for the Bears, but certainly not the only one. Tell us about the rest of the squad and what the strengths are of your team.
Yeah, we've been really excited and pleased with the progress of Charlie Owens, who is a sophomore on our team, another all-arounder. She was a second-team All-Pac-12 selection in the all-around. We also have another sophomore named Desiree Palomares, who has been, you know, really reliable and improving each meet for us, and we've just been really excited to watch her grow. And I think that the thing that's exciting about this team is, you know, gymnastics has a lot to do with perception, and people have to start to buy into what you're doing, and you have to prove yourself over and over and over again. And this team has built itself up over the last several years, and now people are starting to notice these athletes and really, you know, expect them to do well and give them the credit that they deserve when they go out and perform. And so it's been awesome for them to see the fruits of their labor out there on the floor.
Well, your team is one of the nationally ranked teams near the top in the floor exercise. And we talked about this in the break because I'm intrigued by this, because in a meet that has six teams but only four events, that means that you do not compete all the time. So you're going to start this meet with a bye. Mm-hmm. And then you'll progress from there. Tell us about the mindset of watching four other teams compete before you get a chance to compete.
Well, in this meet, you know, we're really, really lucky that we're starting on a bye before, we're starting on the bye before floor exercise. And we actually won't be out, we'll go through march in and then we'll take our team off the floor. They'll be out doing their mental preparation and not really watching what everybody else does. And one of the things that has led to a lot of success for us is what we call our bear bubble. And the athletes stay in their bear bubble. In gymnastics, you can't control. It's not like I can knock somebody else's team off the balance beam. You know, it's really about going out and doing your own job.
It's like golf in some respects.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And you want to make sure, just like, you know, you're calm and collected when you hit that first, you know, first ball off the tee, that when that first person goes out to compete, that their job doesn't change. It didn't change just because it's the first time they're doing it. It's the same job it would be if it was the 275th time that they're doing it. And really being able to mentally prepare them to be in that place before they go out and compete is the job. That is the challenge of gymnastics.
Well, the challenge this week is as a team, try to be one of the top two teams that will then advance to the NCAA championships. Also advancing would be competitors that would perform really well, but are not members of the two teams that would go.
Of the two qualifying teams, right. So an all-arounder can qualify if they're in the top two all-around positions that are not on a qualifying team. And what we're really excited about this year is that we feel like the teams, and the top four teams in our region are very evenly matched. And it's one of the most exciting regions of the six going on in the country and one of the most looked forward to by people around the country. The buzz is very high about our regional. And so we feel ready to add to that excitement and be right in the thick of it.
Well, it ought to be exciting, a lot of fun, great spectacle. This is, I mean, you're talking some of the best gymnastics in the world, not just, you know, in the collegiate ranks. And so we wish you good luck this week. Hopefully we have a huge crowd on hand and have great success and advance the NCAAs. That'd be awesome.
Yes, it would be. Add to our awesome year. Thank you.
You betcha. Elizabeth Crandall Howell as the women's gymnastics team will host the NCAA regionals at Hospitalet on Saturday. Get out there and support the Bears for that because it's a really entertaining young team. All right, straight ahead, we'll talk men's crew with Mike Tatey a little bit later on. Ryan Murphy, NCAA champion once again, as he won the 100 and 200 backstroke. We'll talk to him in a few minutes as we continue on Inside the Locker Room of the Cal IMG Sports Network.
And now the Classic Party Reynolds Classic Play.
Free throw is up. Free throw is short. No good. Travis with a rebound. Outlet pass to Wallace. 2 seconds to play. Wallace for three to win the game.
Oh, yes, he nailed it. Yeah, baby. Yeah, that's worthy of storming the court. Fantastic.
That was the Classic Party Reynolds Classic Play. Don't go anywhere. Inside the Locker Room is back in a moment on the Cal IMG Sports Network.
We believe that two heads are better than one. That's why UCSF Benioff and Children's Hospital Oakland are now united. Together, we'll be able to help more kids than any other hospital in the Bay Area. Introducing UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals, pioneering care for kids together in Oakland, San Francisco, and beyond.
I ride BART every day.
I like the convenience of BART, and I like the fact that I'm not having to drive a car.
I'm not having to sit in traffic.
Easy to ride. BART is just more reliable.
Like 4 minutes, and it comes in 4 minutes.
It's cost effective.
Hassle free.
We love catching BART.
I think it's fabulous. It's on time, it's clean, it's safe.
Faster than the car.
Easy to tell where it's going. I love it.
From right in front of my apartment straight to work.
I stand up all day at work. Nice to sit down and enjoy the ride.
BART, and you are there.
Hey, Golden Bears fans. Think you're the best fans in the Pac-12? It's time to prove it. AT&T presents Leader of the Pack, the official fan standings of the Pac-12. Show your pride in weekly challenges for a chance to score big. Only the most dedicated fans can earn their school the title of Leader of the Pack. Have your say at att.com/leaderofthepack. AT&T, proud partner of Cal Athletics. Let's go, Golden Bears.
This is too hard. How do we pick just one of these cars?
Well, the Honda Pilot has all that space. Imagine all the bags I could fit in there.
And the sports gear, but what about the Odyssey?
I think it could fit four more shopping bags, give or take. And kids, there's room for the kids, too. Let's not forget about that.
Four shopping bags are roughly the same as my golf bag, or maybe a cooler.
Well, there's also the CRV. It has room for the kids and cargo.
And they all have Bluetooth and rearview camera.
That way, it's easier to get in and out of parking spaces, which means I can get from one store to another faster.
And I can back into those tight parking spots at the golf range. That does not make this decision easier, though.
And they're all from Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand.
Should we flip a coin?
Coins don't have three sides, so...
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe?
Okay, but wait... What about the color?
Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Always confirm conditions are safe for backing up. Rearview camera does not display complete information about all conditions and objects at rear vehicle. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
At Bank of the West, we know that there's a lot you can do when you put your mind to it. Run a 10K, learn to play the piano, or move into your own home. Which is why we want to lend a hand as you tackle the mortgage process and get you into that new home ASAP. So when you're ready to set your mind to buying a home or refinancing the one you have, stop by your local Bank of the West. Our mortgage bankers are here to help you take advantage of current low interest rates. It's another reason to go west. Bank of the West.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loan subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room from Crossroads, and we continue now as we get you a kind of a preview of men's crew this year with head coach Mike Tatey. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Sure, sure. Good to be here.
All right, you got your season, at least the spring season, I guess, off to a good start this past weekend down in San Diego. Tell us how it went.
Yeah, it went really well. I mean, we have a few of our key people out, but and we should get them back this week, but you know, that's a big regatta for us. We bring 45 guys down, and, you know, we had 5-8s, and, you know, they mostly all won, so it was a really good start. And we have a great support down there from our alumni, Cal alumni chapter down there always supports us, so it was really good, really
good.
Yeah,
you won down there for the sixth time in the last 7 years. The eights, the varsity eights, it's the premier event to beat Penn and Stanford, a couple of good squads there as well.
Yeah,
at this stage of the season, tell us, you know, where you're at as far as the development of your team, training, you know, racing experience, and then, you know, down the road, you want to be best at the end.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's, you know, rowing's one of those sports where, you know, you want to win the one at the end. That's the big one. But, you know, I think the training's going really well. Almost everyone on our team is, you know, we test on the rowing machine, the ergometer, and just about everyone is PR'd on it. And, so training's going really well. We have some really good young guys mixed in with some good veterans. So it's a good mix. I think our varsity has, you know, had a freshman, a couple sophomores, a couple juniors, and seniors. So so it's a good mix of guys. And, you know, we're expecting to be strong again. I think pretty deep. I think our top three boats will all be pretty good. So, but, you know, we have to get a few guys healthy. And you know, once again, the injuries they had aren't really rowing injuries. It's, you know, falling off your bike in the way to practice, you know, things like that.
Yeah, things that coaches have complete control over, right?
yeah. So, you know, it's just you send them home and you just pray to God that, you know, they're not going to do anything crazy. So, but it's good. We should have a good team. I'm pretty happy.
We're talking with Mike Tatey, the men's crew coach for the Cal Bears. So this week, you're at home, the home opener, so to speak, at Redwood Shores, kind of across the bay against Boston University. You're currently ranked second. They're number 8 in the country, early season rankings. What do you hope to get accomplished this week?
Well, we hopefully win. I mean, that's what we want to accomplish. I mean, they're a good team. I think the 8th ranking is they're much better than that. You know, they have a lot of foreign guys. Their head coach there is a good personal friend. I rode with him in 2 Olympics, and he's an Olympic medalist himself and pretty good coach. So, you know, they're coming out. They're going to race. I think they're racing Stanford Friday, where they're going to race us on Saturday. So it should be a good race.
And it should be a lot of fun if you get a chance. So, folks, go out to Redwood Shores as the Bears take on Boston University. I do want to talk about the opportunity that a lot of your rowers get during the off season. Last year, you had like 8 guys compete at the under 23 men's worlds in Italy.
Yeah.
Represented a number of different countries. What a great opportunity that is for your kids.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a real under 23 World Championships. It's a high level. We had a bunch of guys on the U.S. team, and a couple of them. You know, this one guy, Justin Murphy. He was only a freshman last year, and he was actually an add-on, invited to that selection camp because a few guys couldn't go, and he wound up doing really well. He's a whole other level this year. So, it helps us. It helps their countries, but it also helps us in that they're rowing in the summer and they have high-level competition. And, international competition is never easy. So they always come back a little better. So we encourage that.
Want to let the folks at home know a little bit about your schedule coming up. Obviously, you have Boston University this weekend. A huge meet. It's always a big deal when you're going against the Huskies. April 25th in Seattle. Then you've got the big row against Stanford, May the 2nd. And then the Pac-12s at Gold River over by Sacramento on May the 17th. I mean, your guys will be challenged, no question about it, in the next month and a half, 2 months.
Oh, yeah. Washington is always strong. They've been national champions the past 3 years, so it's going to be hard. But we look forward to it. Our guys, I think, are up to the challenge, and we're working hard and hoping for the best. So we like our schedule. We're racing some pretty tough crews. We had some tough ones last week. BU will be strong, and Wisconsin, Washington. So there's no easy week really for us.
Well, the competition brings out the best, no question about it. And, of course, under your leadership, the Bears have done outstanding at the collegiate level. So we certainly wish you the best of luck coming down the stretch, Mike. Keep everybody healthy. Keep them off the bicycles, I guess. And good luck.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
You betcha,
and,
Mike.
Go Bears.
You got it. Mike Tatey, the men's crew coach, has done a great job for the Bears. Reminder, this weekend against Boston University at Redwood Shores. All right, straight ahead, we're going to talk to an NCAA champion four times over. Ryan Murphy will join us, coming off the NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships this past weekend. We'll talk to Ryan as we continue on Inside the Locker Room on the Cal IMG Sports Network.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
Well, at our sales event, we have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
Oh, now I just need a catchy name.
How about the connoisseur of coin, the Duke of Wealthington?
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea, Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Not all customers will qualify. See participating dealer for details. Sale ends March 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Do the do, baby.
Living in a neon dream.
Ooh, ooh, I'm doing the do.
I could swim, I could surf, I could skate.
You could ski.
Oh, I could hella ski.
Oh, feeling hella free.
Yeah,
I could jump out of.
Or eat a gyro.
What?
On the back of a rhino.
That's dangerous.
Cause I'm living in a neon dream.
And I'm doing the do in the do, yeah.
Living in a neon dream.
Ooh, ooh, I'm doing the do.
Do that do. Mountain Dew.
Hello, Bear Nation. Todd McKim here. As voice of your California Golden Bears, I see day in and day out what it takes to get ahead of the competition. UPS's team of experts is no different. They offer the tools, advice, and insights to help your small business stay on point. Visit ups.com/startups to find out more. UPS official logistics company of the California Golden Bears.
Did you know that your leftovers are the new California Gold? Simply place food scraps and food soiled paper, including pizza boxes, in your curbside green bin. It all gets turned into rich compost that's used on California farms. For a chance to win prizes, go to ReadySetRecycle.org and you can test your recycling knowledge with a speed sorter game and learn more about compost, the new California Gold.
Hey fans, where do you go when you want to know the latest in college basketball? Go to CampusInsiders.com for your college sports inside scoop and video. Watch live games, sports news, editorial, best plays, highlights, and analysis 24 hours a day on your laptop or mobile device. Get the insider scoop from CampusInsiders.com. College sports, all day, every day. And don't forget to download the app on Google Play or iTunes today.
Hey, Cal fans, Evaderm and Nyla Bone, the official dog food chews and treats of Cal Athletics, invites you to show off your Cal spirit by entering a photo of your family pet dressed in Cal gear. You could win tickets to an upcoming event. Simply go to CalBears.com and click on the Dress Your Pet contest for more details on how you might enter. Well, 2 weeks ago, we had the National Baseball Player of the Week. Last week, we had Terry McKeever, the coach of the national champion men's and women's swimming and diving team. And now we got another national champion, Ryan Murphy, who won two events as an individual at the most recent men's championships. Backstroke is his forte, won the 100 and the 200, successfully defending, set a few American records in the process. I know the meet went pretty well. The Bears finished second as a team to Texas. Texas had a phenomenal meet. But you guys swam very well. What were your thoughts on the meet and how it transpired?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a little bit of a bummer to get second overall, but I'm really proud of the way we all fought. We all swam pretty well, so we could hold our heads high knowing that we tried our best and we left it all out there.
You know, one of the interesting things about swimming is that on the relays, the first leg has an opportunity to actually set a record because it's the start and the finish. And you've had Ryan Lochte in your sights, the gold medalist in the backstroke. You nabbed him on one of the relays as well. What were your thoughts about doing that?
Yeah, well, it's really cool because I actually grew up in Florida, and Ryan Lochte was training at the University of Florida. So I got to meet him a couple of times when I was growing up, and he's definitely been a guy that's been a role model to me for as long as I can remember. So to be able to break one of his records, it's incredible.
Well, you were named the National Swimmer of the Year. Congratulations, as only a sophomore. Let's talk about what you do now, because you've come off the collegiate season, and now you changed, I hate to use the pun, courses, but literally you do change courses from yards to meters. How does that affect your training?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar in that you got to work as hard as you can. But there's definitely a little bit of tweaking that we're going to do here and there. We start training a little bit more long course now. And I'm just excited for the next 4 months to see how it goes leading up to Worlds.
That's a long time to train without racing. How do you mentally handle that grind?
I mean, that's a pretty typical length for swimming in between big competitions. So, I mean, it's tough, but you just got to keep your goals in mind and then set little goals along the way to keep it interesting.
Mentioned from Florida, set all kind of records as a high school at Florida, but also the nice thing is that you were a great student as well. At the 3.7 GPA in your endeavors academically. Why Cal? You got to go all the way across the country. I mean, there are great programs between Florida and California. Why was Cal the spot for you?
When I came on my recruiting trip here, it just all clicked. I felt like I really got along with the guys well here. I really like Dave and Yuri as coaches, and then just having a great school here as well was just an added bonus.
Tell us about the squad that you have coming back next year with another outstanding recruiting class coming in as well.
Yeah, I mean, Cal, we have a great swim team every year. We're always expected to compete for national titles, and I feel like next year will be no different. We have a good group coming back, and hopefully we could get everyone moving in the right direction and harness all of that at the right time.
Talking with Ryan Murphy, the NCAA Men's Swimmer of the Year. Why the backstroke?
Ooh. I've always been a backstroker ever since I started summer league when I was four. That was always my best stroke and my favorite stroke. So I think that stroke just comes most naturally to me and just happens that I like it too.
Yeah, it's the only stroke where you can't see where you're going, right?
Yeah.
How challenging is that? Are you a counter? Do you count strokes, or do you just, having done it so long, have a feel for where you're at?
I mean, with the backstroke flags, it's kind of just feel, because you're going to be at different distances inside the flags every time. So I'm more of a feeler than a counter.
All right, we've got 2 years to the Olympic Games. You came up a little short in 2012, but you're a young guy. You're a high school guy at the time.
Yeah.
Is 2016 your time?
I hope so. Fingers crossed. I mean, that's going to take a lot of work and maybe a little bit of luck, but I think I'm in a good spot right now, and if I continue to stay grounded and try to look for ways to improve, then I think I should be in a good spot.
Well, typical of Cal Athletics, not only outstanding academically, but also athletically. Congratulations on the great meet and continued success.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Ryan Murphy, the men's swimming and diving team, the 100 and 200 back-to-back national champion in the NCAA. All right, when we come back, we'll have some final thoughts. Stay with us on the Cal IMG Sports Network.
This is too hard. How do we pick just one of these cars?
Well, the Honda Pilot has all that space. Imagine all the bags I could fit in there.
And the sports gear, but what about the Odyssey?
I think it could fit four more shopping bags, give or take. And kids, there's room for the kids, too. Let's not forget about that.
Four shopping bags are roughly the same as my golf bag, or maybe a cooler.
Well, there's also the CR-V. It has room for the kids and cargo.
And they all have Bluetooth and rearview camera.
That way, it's easier to get in and out of parking spaces, which means I can get from one store to another faster.
And I can back into those tight parking spots at the golf range. That does not make this decision easier, though.
And they're all from Kelley Blue Book's most trusted brand.
Should we flip a coin?
Coins don't have three sides, so...
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Okay, but wait... What about the color?
Brought to you by your Northern California Honda dealers at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Always confirm conditions are safe for backing up. Rearview camera does not display complete information about all conditions and objects at rear vehicle. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Cal fans, remember that Extreme Pizza is your place to go for gourmet pies piled epically high with only the freshest and finest ingredients. Get it delivered conveniently to your door or visit locations all over the Bay Area today. Be sure to check out the cool outdoor patio at the Walnut Creek location, 1630 Cypress Street. Visit ExtremePizza.com to find a location nearest you and view our full menu. We're extreme, not mainstream. Go Bears! Get extreme!
Hey, Golden Bears fans. Think you're the best fans in the Pac-12? It's time to prove it. AT&T presents Leader of the Pack, the official fan standings of the Pac-12. Show your pride in weekly challenges for a chance to score big. Only the most dedicated fans can earn their school the title of Leader of the Pack. Have your say at att.com/leaderofthepack. AT&T, proud partner of Cal Athletics. Let's go, Golden Bears.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
Well, at our sales event, we have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
Oh, now I just need a catchy name.
How about the connoisseur of coin, the Duke of Wealthington?
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea, Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Not all customers will qualify. See participating dealer for details. Sale ends March 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Bank of the West knows how important the right insurance can be, because life can come with, well, hiccups. For every business, there's a broken water main. For every roof, there's a fallen tree limb. For every car fender, there's a distracted driver to bend it. That's why our BW insurance agents will work with top insurers to help find the right policy to protect the things you love. It's another reason to go West. Bank of the West.
Insurance investment products are not a deposit or other obligation ever guaranteed by the bank or its affiliates. Insurance and annuities investments are not insured by the FDIC or any other agency of the U.S., the bank, or any of its affiliates. Investment products may lose value.
Another busy week on campus. Both the baseball team and the softball teams, both nationally ranked, will be at home. The baseball team, a key Pac-12 three-game stand starting Thursday this week, because Easter is on Sunday. Thursday through Saturday, as the Bears will host Washington State after taking 2 of 3 on the road against Utah. And the softball team will host Utah after taking 2 out of 3 from Oregon State. Final show of the year. A lot of thanks to go out to a lot of different people. Certainly the good folks at KGO 810 for having us on the air and giving us the forum to talk about Cal Athletics Crossroads here and our other off-site locations, Barbacoa, the Forge Pizza, Berkeley Marina, Doubletree, and the Lafayette Park Hotel and Spa. All the coaches and student athletes have been our guests this year. Special thanks to the men and women in sports information, Herb Benenson, Kyle McCray, Doug Drabeck. We work with them the most. Thanks to them for their help, our sponsors, and, of course, you, the fans, for being with us each and every Monday night. And sad to say, farewell to Mike Kohler, who's been the lead man here at Cal IMG for a couple of years, and now he's off to help coordinate the efforts with the NCAA with IMG. So good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Inside the Locker Room on the Cal IMG Sports Network. The executive producer of the Cal IMG Sports Network is Ben Sutton. Associate producers Joe Potter, Chris Ferris, and Mike Kohler. Network manager Matt Chazanow. Coordinating producer Chase Morgan. I'm staff announcer Carl Shannon. A special